Track 2. Now we hear from Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk Magazine, who continues his battle in the garden.
If our homes are our castles, what does that make our gardens? Well, for the past year or so, they've been a salvation for many, an oasis of peace, something to focus on and to make lovely, or at the very least, somewhere to send the children or grandchildren if it isn't snowing too hard. It's been good news for purveyors of sheds and patio slabs and the swathe of gardening paraphernalia which tugs at the pursed strings of the committed amateur horticulturalist. Thanks to the wealth of skill, advice and knowledge out there, there are many folk who have created some very handsome gardens in their spaces, great and small. As I've said before, my own approach is a little more laissez-faire. I positively welcome the trend towards encouraging wildlife by allowing parts, well, most actually, of the garden to grow freestyle, untrammelled by convention or cultivation. There has been a little work done, though. Our neighbour is installing a proper fence at the bottom of our garden where, for most of a decade, we've lazily allowed a scruffy hedge to grow unchecked, colonising her garden. The rustling in the deep undergrowth did leave us wondering whether there might be a small, undiscovered tribe within, or perhaps a soldier still on wild-eyed patrol, not realising the war is over. The worst on her side was removed, all very amicably, no neighbours from hell scenarios here, and I wandered down to survey the newly opened spaces. I noticed a thick bramble rooted on our side, still in her garden, so I gave it a tug, and another. Eventually I pulled out all 25 feet of one strand, only to discover another long unattached to that. And so a two-minute job extended to 2 hours as I dragged a couple of wheelie bins worth of spikiness out. There is no such thing as a quick job in the garden, is there? The death of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, marks the end of an era for Norfolk, Sandringham in particular. He loved the estate and helped develop it into one of the country's premier sporting and shooting venues, with a key eye on conservation. He was a frequent visitor to the county, with the Queen or on his own, and took an interest in many facets of Norfolk life and industry. He will have left a lasting impression on the thousands of people who met him during his lifetime of public service.
Thank you, Dominic.